Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Ugh, you know exactly what I need. We're back.
We're back, and we're better than ever!
We're not. We're actually worse than ever. But we're here, and that's what matters.
It is. Guys, it's Tuesday. It's whatever fucking day you're listening to this. I have to realize I have to stop getting too high. Because I look down in all the clips because I'm like thinking and I'm high in my head.
Or reading something like off a card.
Yeah, I'm always like this. And I'm like talking to you like this. And I'm like, look, make eye contact.
All the good clips were looking down.
Yeah.
I feel like Ray's weed didn't get me high. I don't know if you got that Delta 9 shit, but.
That weed? I feel like, oh, you just smoked that?
Yeah.
And it didn't get you high at all? Mm. No, this weed is good.
Really?
Yeah. Take another hit.
I can't. It's too far. I'm already cozy.
I'll pass it to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. What are friends for if you can't pass the fucking bong?
That's all my friends are for.
You know? I'm just trying to pass the bong, pass the time. But.
All right.
Well, on this episode, I am live on fans, and people are tipping $5 to get their questions answered live on the podcast.
Let's see what these questions are going to be.
We have one question so far.
What's the question?
And they just sent it in as we were speaking.
Okay.
And they said, how ticklish are you and Emily? And what's your most ticklish spot? Question mark, smiley face.
Why would I give out information to the ops?
To the ops?
Why would I give out information to the ops?
They paid $5 for it. That's so true, because somebody will use that against you and tickle you.
Yeah,
but
I can't let that information be known.
I want to know what your most ticklish spot is.
I think like the tase spot on like the sides is really ticklish. You know when people used to go like that and like hurt you?
Oh, I hate that.
I hated being tased.
I didn't know what it was called, being tased.
That's what we called it at my schools.
I feel like people would call that tickling, and then they just do it way too hard. I am ticklish for sure. And I think my most ticklish spot might be either like my side like that or my feet.
Oh, I get so ticklish at the nail salon. I like start kicking. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. When they're doing like when they're scrubbing my toe, like my feet, and they're, what are they using? They're using a cheese grater for the bottoms of my feet. I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
I usually think I should record my pedicures for any foot fetish guys because of how squeamish I am.
Yeah. They would love that shit.
Yeah, but then I can't because it's like in public and with another person.
Yeah.
So I can't really tag my nail lady in an OnlyFans video.
You could say it was me.
Do you guys hear that?
It's still go.
The cats are having a real big fight.
That was a long one.
Who's fighting?
Lucy.
Do you have a little life update for everyone listening?
Life update? The depression has worsened.
Okay. Uh-oh.
That's...
Is worsened a word?
Worsened. If you say it a lot, it doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's real. Let me look
worsened?
It up.
Worsened? The depression has gotten worse?
Worsened.
Is gotten worse the right way to say that?
How worsened did I get a word.
How worsened did I get a basically perfect score on the grammar section of the SATs?
Oh, I know why I did.
I got a 750.
Because Mr. If you're from Quincy, you know Mr. Brennan. He was a teacher. He taught three generations of kids that like lived in my hometown.
Aww.
And he would, no, he was a crazy man. He would give out Tootsie Rolls, like the Tootsie Roll Pops for right answers. So
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No. But he would stand like on the chair, put one foot up on the desk.
Like a Captain Morgan.
And just ask questions. And that was his like pose for the entire class. And he hated everybody, but he loved me and my friend. And that was...
Do you think it was the tits?
It was the tits. Yeah. Yeah.
And no, then you were probably the Asian, a smart nerd.
The Asian man I had with me. Oh. So he liked Asian men and big titty white bitches.
Okay. We had Mr. He was awesome. He was like the hardest AP English teacher. He did English and AP English. And he was kind of a hard ass on everybody. But he took a special liking to me, too. I think he was gay, so I don't think it was the tits. But
I think Mr. Bergman is gay too.
Yeah. Gay teachers are the best teachers, hands down.
Except I did have a gay theater teacher who went who went on to have sex with a student who so he was like younger and he had sex with a former student like a year after the kid graduated from high school. I'm like, that's weird. You're like 26. A 19-year-old, I feel, who you taught, that's weird to me.
Yeah, one of my former history teachers is like would hit me up on Facebook DMs, and I'm just like, this makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, but
taught me, you knew me at a young age
when I was so vulnerable. Eighth grade science teacher hit me up one day, I would absolutely suck his. That's where my love for Short King started.
Oh,
my eighth grade science teacher.
Not your dad.
Not my dad.
Mr. It was probably your dad, and that's probably why you liked the eighth grade science teacher.
And he was balding too. But see? He was really hot.
See, it all stems from the dad.
It all go backs. What?
Yep.
Go backs?
So, yep. Cool. So, what are you doing today to avoid
depression worsening?
Yeah. Have you learned anything from our last episode and conversation?
I don't even know what we talked about, so no. But I did sit outside today and drink my tea and have my smoothie, and I'm going to go do comedy tonight and edit in the meantime. I did go on Seeking Arrangements.
Oh.
You know, times are tough. I just wanted to see what was out there. Are there any men out there that like legitimately spoil women? I wanted to find out. So this is a social experiment.
Okay, it's for the podcast. It's not for like the will to live or the ability to live financially.
It's for funsies.
Mm-hmm. It would be so nice to just walk around with a man all day and then they're just like, oh, buy whatever you want.
Like, you
want
to go shopping? Yeah, and we just go out all day.
They pay all your bills for the month and then you go shopping and you hang out and you get shit-faced. And after that, I'd be like, I think I like you.
Yeah, that would work. Let's have sex. It would work.
It would work. No, it really wouldn't, because there's people doing that right now, and I'm just like, eh.
I would have to be attracted to them to make it work. Otherwise, I couldn't have sex with them.
I did go on a lunch date.
How was that?
It was, you know how like the dating world, they say not to go on a date if it's planned last minute? I agree with that, like with that to an extent, but like there's somebody I matched with on Hinge. They had been following me in the podcast, apparently. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. We matched on Hinge, and he seems like a hustler. Like, he's always doing something, works out, nice body, he's attractive. And he, like, was like, oh, I need girls to send me their booty workout so I can try to build a booty at the gym. And so I, like, send him, like, what I do. And then he immediately was like, I've been meaning to take you out. Like, do you have time? Like,
I
have, like, 2 hours before I have dinner. Like, or 2 hours before something. Like, do you want to go grab lunch?
I like the spontaneity.
And then I was like, you know what? Like, Emily's sleeping. I'm going to go grab lunch. He picks me up and gets me a smoothie. He is waiting outside the car for me. So he pulled up out front and he's outside the car waiting for me, waited to walk me around the car, open my door. He got out of the car first, opened my door so I could get out of the car.
I love that.
Like, got my smoothie, very respectful and nice. And then he's helping me with my, like, getting credit cards and stuff for my business.
I love that.
Today is his birthday. And last night was his birthday dinner, but he like fit me in on his birthday, which I feel like guys don't typically, like, that's a big day.
No, I like that.
Yeah. And then called me this morning to help walk me through something on my credit card thing.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I didn't even ask. He's like, can I call you like really quick? It'll be easier.
I like that.
Me too.
Already solving problems.
Already solving problems. I've known you for 15 minutes.
But sometimes when you know, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's keep the green flags rolling. That was a green flag.
Let's keep the green flags rolling. That's all we need.
Interacting with him for 1 hour, I was like, oh, why have I been talking to like these people, other people? They don't even come close.
Girls, I don't know if necessarily get post not clarity, but women get post dating clarity. Like, why did I allow that? Why did I go through that? Why did I date him? Why did I fuck him?
Dick.
Like, yeah, dick
Good
gets
dick.
You.
Or like swagger.
But then when the dick and the confidence is gone, I'm like, oh man, that was not a good choice on my part.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we live and we learn. Like, but it's like sometimes I can enjoy people even though they don't check all the boxes. So that's why. It's like, because I'm not like requiring them to be perfect and this like cookie cutter person I want them to be. And I feel like that person is out there, but I can enjoy people even if they're not providing some things. I just always,
I'm talking about red flags though. Like, why did I allow that?
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, just allow anything that was a red flag.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the noise that I just heard. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's the cat. I think it's Lucy.
Okay. Yeah, but like post not clarity in the sense like, why did I see all those red flags and just bulldoze through them?
You know, because we got rose colored glasses on that it's better and it's easier to look at the world through them. And they're like, take them off. Shut up. I'm keeping my rose colored glasses on. And you can suck my dick.
Endorsed by Bear.
Yeah, look at, he just loves us. I went away for 5 days to LA, guys, and the cats definitely missed me. Every time I walk into the bathroom, they're all three are in there waiting for me. I walk on my bed, they're all sitting on the bed. It's been so cute. I'm like, oh, you guys love me.
I want a kitten.
Yeah. I did my first acting reel. It was cool.
That was fun.
It was scary.
Yeah. Anything new is scary. Anything out of your comfort zone is scary.
Yeah. And it was like, there's a director. So it's like they're calling all the shots. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just there. And then they're like, do this or don't do this. And you're just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
And I've never acted before. So you have to act different, like based on the camera that you're on. So if it's further away, it like you can move more.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look as intense, but if you're like this close and it's like if I'm moving around, it ruins the type of like shot. So if it's very close to me, I can only move my face slightly.
Mm.
So I'm like trying to like remember my lines and interact with him. And like while he's moving, adapt to what mm-hmm. he's doing while also thinking the tiny micro expressions my face is making. And I was like, this is hard.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's this like podcasting hard. On crack.
Yeah. And then you have to like pull in emotion. Like I went right into a scene of me getting stabbed and killed. And I'm like, how do you act getting stabbed and killed? Like think about it genuinely. Like it looked so bad, the stabbing part. I was like, there's the inexperience.
Yeah, but that just takes practice. I would just pull from having surgery. Because that felt like being stabbed. And how I was like hunched over and like rigid
mm-hmm.
because everything hurts in your core and your core holds you together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So just pull from like your gallbladder pain. That feels like being stabbed over and over.
Yeah, I couldn't pull from anything. And I thought I was going to have like another try. And my two takes were him kind of moving me. And I was like, hey, we should probably not do that. So that I like they actually can like see my face as I'm getting stabbed. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not gonna just get stabbed and go, and I'm down.
No.
So I ended up not getting a good shot of that. But hopefully they cut it up well.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
It'll look great.
Yeah.
Do
Hollywood,
actors,
here I come.
Hollywood, here you come. Do method actors like would they get stabbed for the part?
I don't think for liability and insurance purposes you can.
No, but like when they're becoming the character before actually filming, a lot of people spend like 6 months in the character prepping for the role.
Isn't that crazy?
I could not.
That's a lot. I think I would do that and you'd be like, Jamie, I'm gonna murder you if you keep going. Like, this is enough. And I'm like, what do you mean it's enough?
But we started watching Warrior on Netflix, which is amazing. The fight scenes are so cool. Everyone's so hot.
Yeah. The fight scenes were good. I wasn't expecting, because it was giving me like almost like a Marvel TV show vibes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, there was real stabbings and them, like, bludgeoning someone's head in.
Or somebody having sex, like, and it looks real.
Yeah.
Like, and clothes like, completely off.
I was like, this is rated R.
Okay.
Good fight scenes, too.
I just picture some kid, like, clicking on that because it looks cool because it's on Netflix. And then...
It does look cool. Like, it's giving, like, cool kid vibes.
Yeah.
Or not, like, yeah, like, nerdy cool kid vibes.
Yeah, nerdy cool kid vibes. I'm obsessed with it.
What episode are you on?
Like two?
So you watched more?
I think we watched two episodes.
Oh. I thought we were like halfway into an episode. Oh, maybe we were halfway into the second episode.
Maybe that's what it is. But I want to watch more. We just did our second ever comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
Under That's Lit Comedy at a apartment building in Brickell, which is like downtown Miami kind of area. So that was fun.
It was sick. And the cool part about doing the shows is there's already an audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's if you were going to get a show at a bar and there was already like live shows, so people are used to going to that venue, it's going to be a little easier.
That would be such a cool amenity for a building to offer, is monthly comedy shows with free drinks. Like, yeah, that's something I would look at and be like, oh, this is a dope building.
Yeah, me too. If I like liked comedy, I have to like remember that like some people are not aware of comedy. That I think I was talking to the excuse me, the guy from yesterday from the date, and I was like naming some comedians and he had no idea who I was talking
about. We are in so deep in comedy, and it's like having a hyper fixation. Not everyone's going to understand it, but we're surrounded by people who understand it because they're just as deep as we are.
It was like when we were in the influencer world and we were like, oh, these people don't, they're in a different reality.
Yeah.
Like problems don't exist for these people or something like that. Comedy, it's just like a whole different subsection of the world, like of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they know everyone in that group. And then you step out of that and no one knows what you're talking about.
No clue. Even like the biggest comedians.
I get disappointed when people don't know comedians. I'm kind of like, ooh, not a comedy fan.
You don't like that? You want to date a comedy fan?
I mean, I do comedy. I would like for them to be like, I remember when I dated the dad. He was so into that I was in comedy because he was a big comedy fan.
Yeah.
And he had listened to like Joey Diaz's podcast religiously at work before I have ever listened to it.
Oh.
And so when like that shout out happened, he was like, holy shit.
He understood.
Like the excitement. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited for me that like one of his idols or like somebody he loves as like a celebrity like shouted out his girlfriend. So it was, I liked that feeling.
I think anybody who gets to know you and starts to date you would get into that as they start to get to know you. Even if they don't start as a comedy fan, everyone likes to laugh.
Yeah.
It gives you good feelings. So like them dating you would cause them to become a comedy fan.
Yeah. And when like I was dating Mr. Robotong, he introduced me to a bunch of black comedians.
I love that.
And like a different like style of comedy. So it was cool. I like them being involved and like wanting to help me or like, I don't know. Some people don't like that.
No, I like it.
But the it's cute. It shows me that you care.
The guy I was supposed to go on a date with knows all of the comedians. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're in it. And he offered to come to my set tonight, but I just canceled on him.
A date you were going to go on?
Yeah. I was like, we'll reschedule.
Your makeup looks good today.
Thank you.
Like, being like, oh, I don't feel well or I'm not down for like, so I don't want to do this anymore and I'm just gonna chill, that's my problem.
I was just gonna use the time to work.
Isn't that what you use it every time? And then are we just in the house not enjoying life working? Fuck that.
And to do comedy you have to live.
We have to live.
I know.
And then because that will make you feel excited if you go out and you socialize and people like you feel good, like people are making you feel good, you're having a good time.
What we are good at apparently is producing comedy shows.
Yeah, like 60 people showed up. The building loved it. We were probably going to partner and do a bunch more comedy shows at other buildings they own. And Emily and I are going to produce a bunch of shows here in Florida. And we're building the scene. There was an old man and his nose kept getting bigger and bigger and he was having like being uncomfortable and he didn't understand like what was going on. And I think one of those like bot flies gave birth and laid eggs like in his nose, and so like hundreds of maggots were just underneath his face.
I remember when I got a fly that flew into my eye when we were walking somewhere and Noah had to pick it out of my eyeball on our way to a yacht. Apparently flies carry their eggs on their feet, so that fly could have landed its eggs in my eye from stepping on my eye.
Flies carry their eggs on their feet. That seems counterproductive.
They have like hooks.
So they're pro abortion.
Yeah. Well, it's like they're pro no child support. they leave their eggs wherever they want. They're like, good luck, kids.
Yeah, they're like, I don't believe in parenting. I just gave birth. You're welcome.
Yeah, I gave you life.
Now go live for 2 weeks.
Have fun.
Okay, I get that.
I'm reading fun facts about animals.
Oh.
Okay, next fun fact.
The claws of a mantis shrimp can accelerate as quickly as a .22 caliber bullet. Scientists must keep them in a thick plastic tanks because their punches can break glass.
What is it, a praying mantis?
A mantis shrimp.
They break glass?
They can't be in glass tanks.
That's wild.
Okay, who in the animal kingdom do you think would have the best punch? Besides, like, any of the primates.
The best punch? It's literally probably a bug.
Or a kangaroo.
Yeah, no, but, like, think of, like, a cat's strike is so fast as well. That's why cats can beat a lot of snakes.
Yeah. Oh, a big cat? Oh my God, I read a story yesterday of a group of 60-year-old women were hiking in the mountains or biking in the mountains, and a cougar attacked one of the women and got her by the jaw and had pinned her to the ground. So her friends started fighting off the cougar. It was a 45-minute attack. It held onto the woman's face for 15 minutes, and then her friends trapped it under a bike and were on top of the bike pinning the cougar for a half an hour before they could get the police out to their fucking mountain.
They're old women?
They were all like 60 and 70.
60 and 70 year old
fighting
women
off a cougar.
Fought off a cougar?
Yeah.
I need to see video of this.
I don't
That's
know.
That's crazy.
The woman.
Those grandmas were like, we're not letting Bertha down.
Not Gertha.
They're like, I've had enough of this life. Please. Fuck you, cougar.
This happened in Snoqualmie, Washington.
Oh, it was a bunch of nature bitches.
Yeah, it was a bunch of nature bitches.
So they grew up probably in the wild and they're like 60 and 70.
And they just fought off a cougar.
That's so badass.
That
though.
Is so badass. That's fucking crazy.
I bet if you brought that up to men, they'd be like, women can't fight cougars, but I can fight a bear.
Bears don't fight. They just start eating you until there's nothing left.
Wait, they eat you?
They eat you while you're alive. They just start ripping pieces off you. Black bears.
Remind me to never go outside.
No, I'm so good. I'm so good.
Yeah, without like protection.
We just step outside the house in a full like beekeeper's costume every
day. We
have
those like robot suits where I go beep beep and like crazy like weapons pop
like
out.
Iron Man?
Yeah, like Iron Man. And then if like there's a bear, I go and then I like take off.
Dude, polar bears scare the fuck out of me.
Hippos, dude.
Hippos are terrifying.
Imagine being in a boat, like a small boat, and you see a hippo just going and chasing your boat.
No. They like glumph. That's the only word
That's
for it.
Terrifying.
They go like glump, glump, but they're fast with it.
Yeah. Very fast. Very scary. Big mouse. Hungry, hungry hippo. I feel like that foreshadowed a potential future. I'm never going in a boat again.
Okay. I don't mind alligators, though.
I don't mind alligators either.
I wouldn't want to get near them.
No.
They're not to be trusted, but they're beautiful.
Well, we were near them. We've been near alligators
Didn't
a lot.
Didn't he try to wiggle his way up to us?
The alligator was going to come on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they should build bigger boats for the alligator toys. Like, those are real flimsy.
No, they don't even have siding.
No.
You could literally fall off and then
I was
boom.
Thinking that the whole time.
Me too. I was like, what if we hit something? He's going so fast over everything. What if there's a rock?
Yep.
And he can't see it and it got moved in a storm? And the boat just tips it, hits it, and we're all in the water. I thought about that the whole time.
I was too.
We got to stop having obsessive thoughts about things that could go wrong. That's why I couldn't watch the Final Destination movies.
But here's the thing. We're not letting those thoughts stop us. We're still doing the scary things.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my mom would be like afraid to drive in the rain. Like she'd have full-blown panic attacks. And I remember thinking as a kid, like, I'm never going to let life just like I never want to be like living with that fear because my mom couldn't do anything. She was afraid of everything, was afraid of me going on a trampoline, was afraid of me fucking going out anywhere, afraid of being around someone's dad. Like it was always fear, afraid of me playing sports, that I was gonna hurt my face. So I'm like, can I just live This is crazy.
Meanwhile, my dad was like, yeah, sure. Start karate. Good luck, kid. I got so many injuries.
Yeah, but you also probably can protect yourself a little bit better. Would you, if you were getting in a fight and like someone was attacking you, like, what do you think you'd go in panic mode, or would your body like go and then you're in full karate mode?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what would happen?
Like, would I just start blocking shit and like kicking them? Just be like, bah, bah. Like, would I be cool or would I scream? Like, I don't know.
And like just panic and like try to get away. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that fight is probably my best option. I am not a good runner. I sprain my ankles a lot.
Oh, that's so true. I'm not a good runner either.
No. So I think I have to learn how to fight, because if my only option is flight, I'm not a bird. I'm like a penguin.
I'm not a bird. I can fly away. I'm gonna get eaten by a zombie.
Oh.
All those dudes gonna fight up on me. I had some topics. I forget. Oh, any other animal facts? One more.
I have like 30 more.
Oh. We're just riffing off of them. I'm like a bird. I wanna fly away.
Oh, I didn't like this one. Owls don't have eyeballs. They they have eye tubes.
Eye tubes?
Tubes, like a... That makes me deeply uncomfortable.
No eyeball.
No eyeballs.
What is an eye? Ew.
Owl eyes.
That's freaky.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. I didn't look into it.
Sounds like Satan. Ugh. What?
I just saw an owl's eyes. They have eye tubes or cylinders that do not move in their sockets. Oh, that's why they can move their heads, because they can't move their eyes. Because it's like a tube that just like sticks out. They still have like a lens and a cornea.
Okay.
That's so interesting.
So their eyes don't move in their head?
Their head moves. Oh. So do they have peripheral vision, or like just like limited?
It's probably limited. But that's probably why they can focus in on a prey and come down and catch it.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the end of my facts.
Okay. Well, have you heard of foreign accent syndrome?
No.
There was this girl who like got in an accident and she woke up with a Welsh accent. Like a full accent, unable to go back to her American accent.
How long has it been since she's had her original accent?
9 months.
Of being Welsh?
Of being Welsh.
That's so fun.
She's never even been there.
How does that happen?
What country is Welsh for?
Wales.
Wales?
Mm-hmm.
She's not even from Wales.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's like it hits a part of your brain. That's why I'm like, everything is so connected. It's like hard, like we're AI. There's something there.
Can't you like hit like a language center? Could somebody then speak another language?
How do you have, yes, yeah, that happens too. Like people can speak in tongues after accidents, or like in another language. Some of them cannot go back to speaking their original language. Like imagine how disorienting that is.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then if it hits like a language center, you're saying that, where did the information come from to know how to do that language? It's getting access from something that's not from you if you've never had that experience. Or like maybe you triggered a past life or something.
That's just crazy to me.
That's wild. What accent do you think you would wake up? If I punched you and you fell, what accent would you wake up with?
I feel like I would wake up and just like, I don't know, maybe have a Filipino accent.
Okay. You're feeling Filipino vibes?
I feel like it could happen.
I was thinking like my first thought was Korean.
For me?
For me.
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And because it would be, I feel like I would wake up with an accent, or like with speaking a language that the people around me don't necessarily speak as much, so it'd be very confusing.
Yeah, it would be something I have like no affiliation with.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be Spanish or like French or
if I woke up speaking Spanish and I live in Miami, then I'd be thriving.
You'd be fine. Yeah. I'd be like,
thank God, it's been so hard to learn Spanish.
But then it would be so hard to learn English. English is the worst language to learn as a second language.
I don't even know how I learned English.
We didn't. We were like there.
It's crazy how smart like kids are though.
Kids are so smart.
When I think about how good my brain used to work, like now that I'm aware of the level and the capacity that my brain was operating at, I'm like, wow, way smarter as a child. And in certain ways, I'm smarter now in experience and wisdom.
Yeah.
But I was still the genuinely smarter as a child.
I think I was too. Because we didn't have to focus on anything besides being.
Yeah, we didn't have
trauma. In survival. Like, being in survival is what we had to focus on.
Yeah.
So we were allowed to express. Now we're worried about paying rent, paying our bills, making sure our friends are okay. Before we're just like, hey, do you want to be friends? Like, it was so much easier.
It kind of was easier when I was ignorant.
I feel like I was never ignorant. My parents talked about such adult topics around me.
I'm talking about there was like socially ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where I like didn't understand situations. So they didn't hurt me as much because I just didn't even understand them. Because
it went over your head.
It went over my head. And now as an adult, I'm like, oh, that's actually painful. Like that's hurting me as an adult.
Yeah, it's the experience.
Yeah.
You can see what's true and what's not from your perspective. Everything's about people's perspectives. And you never know what's like underlying what they have that biases them towards that view. I don't know. That's just so interesting to me. Because two people can view the same thing very differently. Oh, wow.
He's adorable.
Oh,
this is our mascot bear. And he's the king. He's the king of the Pussy Palace. This is our mascot bear, and he's the king of the Pussy Palace.
And he eats Indigo Gold cat food, the weight loss version. So if you guys want to reach out and sponsor us.
Oh, yeah.
Indigo Gold.
Is that the brand? Cat food.
Yeah.
I literally just get it by what the bag looks like. I've never looked at the name. That's... So every time I've gone to look for it, I don't even know what to ask for. I'm like, I just know what it looks like. That's like what for a lot of things. Like I won't remember someone's name or their handle, but I'll remember the how many letters and if there's like higher ones or lower ones. I'll remember if I can see if there's like a T in the middle or something, and I'll remember like what's in their profile picture, but I won't remember the name or who it is or how I met them.
I'll remember faces, but then I'm like, how do I know you?
Do we have diabetes type 3?
What?
Type 3 diabetes.
Why?
That's Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And it's insulin resistance, bro.
We're resisting.
It's happening.
What were we talking about?
See, this stuff is good. This good stuff is good stuff.
Good stuff.
I'm on TikTok Live, so I can't say a lot of stuff, but that
stuff.
Are you
still on live?
Is wicked good.
Wicked pissa.
Okay. Oh, I have a good story. Okay, so you know the senior tradition, the game Assassin?
Yeah, that was so much fun in high school.
We never played.
Really?
No.
I remember it being such like a big deal as a junior. I was like, oh, these kids are so cool. They get to go around the school. The teachers let them do whatever because they're playing Assassin. And I was so excited for senior year. And then the seniors, when I was a junior, they literally vandalized the building, like wrote Sharpies all over walls, so they suspended all senior activities for like the next 2 years, so we didn't get to play Assassin. So I only got like the fun through watching it. I never got to play it.
I think it's always the grades above you, I feel like, back in the day, that ruined everything for the younger grades, because we had senior sleepout, and it was on the last day, the night before the last day of classes. And before finals or something like that, or maybe it was after finals, and you would sleep out at the Dust Bowl in town, and everyone would camp, and you basically party till the morning with bonfires, and then you walked into school. And
that's fun.
They started having police officers at the entryway for school, and they would start arresting anyone who seemed like they were drunk from the night before. And so, like, in one day, they arrested like 25 students. And then they canceled senior sleep out. So our grade was like, fuck this. We're going to be smart about it. Because we had a very, very nerdy grade. Like, everyone was pretty smart overall. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're still going to do it. So we go to the local cemetery. And I remember there's like 100 of us, like, at the cemetery. Everyone's drinking. I'm not, but everyone else is. And then all of a sudden you see a giant light from a cop car. And I immediately, no one else saw it because everyone was drunk and I was sober. So I was like, I just yell, cops. And then you saw 100 students at once drop to their bellies. And by the time he fully came up, he put the light and you couldn't see anything. And I was like, everybody stay down. Oh. And we all like stayed there for like 10 minutes while these cops like patrolled. And then at one point someone said something or fell. And then the cop like came and everyone fucking booked it.
Scattered.
So now we're going down the side of the hill of the cemetery and we're running through a cemetery from the forts. And it's very steep. People are like rolling down hills and shit. Cops are at every single entryway.
Jesus.
I hid in a bush for like 2 hours. And then you had to walk back through town and the cops set up. It's only one road and there's ocean on both sides. So it was like people were climbing the rocks and going down on the beach to not go on the street. Doing like very dangerous things. Had they just let us had senior week or like senior sleep out in one location, everyone could be safe. But because they set up everything, we're definitely not safe.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
We did unsafe things as a result.
Fuck the police.
And I couldn't do a 24-hour stay up at all. Like, everyone else stayed up for 24 hours, like a full all-nighter. And I was like, I need 2 hours of sleep. There's no way. I was an old lady back then, too. I guess I just never grew out of
it. But now you de-aged.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm aging in other ways. But anyway.
He's dreaming.
Where are you going?
Where'd you just run off to, buddy?
Where are you going?
He was just shaking.
Are you sleeping?
Oh, he's so cute.
That was adorable.
The little twitches. Seeing animals,
like, dream.
I think he was a panther running in his dream.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, there was this girl for Senior Assassin. She had her best friend as the person she had to get.
Mm-hmm.
That week, that girl's dad died. It was a huge thing. Staff, like, faculty, students, friends and family all went to this girl's funeral. And her friend used the funeral as the time to get her for Senior Assassin. And the whole school got an uproar over it. The girl was pissed. They stopped being friends. And then they got Senior Assassin canceled for the entire school.
Damn.
What do you think that calls for cancellation or someone getting upset?
I think not everyone can take a joke.
Right? I'm like, not that's so funny. Not everyone can take a
joke, but not everyone will find that funny. Like, we
then
deal
get a
with,
better sense of humor.
But some people don't like that. They wouldn't be able to grieve. We grieve with humor. Not everybody grieves that way.
Grieve with humor. Start doing it. Try it. Honestly, I can tell you it's much better.
But it does numb you a lot.
If I was literally at my dad's funeral, you know, I was at his like services or whatever. If somebody like had done Senior Assassin or like some sort of prank like that, I would just be like, oh, my dad would have loved that one because he was a humor guy. But I feel like it would have just like made everyone like start laughing and smiling because it's like, huh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And it just allows everyone to have fun.
I would have liked that at a funeral of my loved one.
Right. Me too.
But moral of the story is not everyone will.
Yeah. I wouldn't want like a pie to the face. I don't think that kind of thing is funny. But a Senior Assassin is literally you just tag somebody and say like, got you. But I guess that means that she died too.
We played assassin with water guns. So you would try to soak the person. So that's what I'm picturing.
Oh.
When you're saying Senior Assassin, I'm like, that does kind of seem a little bit too far for somebody who doesn't like that type of shit.
I thought you literally just had to tag them and be like, I'm your Senior Assassin.
No, people used to like dump water on people's heads and like spray them down with like 50 guns at a time. It was intense.
Oh, shit.
Don't hold on to your great idea until it's too late.
So true. And we've talked about this a lot. I feel like thoughts and ideas are a collective like idea. So I've had ideas for jokes or like sketches. I wanted to have a podcast named a very popular podcast.
Mm-hmm.
that's now, I just never acted on it. And I was like, this would be a sick name. And then boom, like 2 months later, it's a podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. This is when I was solo. And if you don't act on an idea right when you get it and you don't start and put that into motion, that idea is going to someone else.
Yeah.
That idea is going to somebody else. And then you're going to sit back and you're going to watch somebody else take your idea, not take your idea, but actually live out what you saw for yourself and execute it. And you just got to sit back. And it's like, fuck, every time that happens, I'm like, I just got to start acting on things when I want to do them. That video I want to make, whatever it is.
That's why, like, there's no point in getting mad. Like, talking specifically to the comedians out there, if somebody has, like, a similar joke to you, like, we are all a stream of consciousness. The energy cannot be, what is it, created nor destroyed. It is only circulated. So, like, your thought is just circulated if you don't put it into action. So, if you have a joke, write it. Because somebody else is going to take it.
Facts. What do you mean? You also have a joke about existing in this shitty world?
That's crazy, bro. I exist in this shitty world. You can't make a joke about my life.
Shout out Zach O'Ryan. He made a funny ass clip about stealing jokes like that.
He did. That was great. Okay. People aren't thinking about you as much as you think.
They are.
I don't know who
wrote that. I definitely think they are.
He clearly was not in the public eye.
Yeah.
In any capacity.
Yeah. If you're trying to be somebody, people are thinking about you. Actually, they'll dedicate their entire existence to destroying you just because they have envy. And what are they doing? Poisoning themselves.
Bars. Okay. Being grateful is a cheat sheet for happiness. Yep.
Oh, for sure.
Gratitude will change your mindset in so many ways.
About everything. I could be on fire and be like, how should I be grateful right now? Life's happening for me, not to me.
Oh, yeah. I would be so happy in that pit of hell. Okay. Write your life plan with a pencil that has an eraser.
Facts.
I like that. I've never understood people who have like specific plans for like years of their lives. Like I had where I thought I would be, but I was never like, oh, I have a 5-year plan. I have to meet a man next year. We have to be engaged in a year and a half. Like we need kids in the next. I've never like thought that way.
But those people typically manifest those because they're like writing it down and they're so dedicated on it. And that's like their main focus. They like typically make it happen for them. But some people get too rigid in it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this is my 5-year plan, and they're not doing enough and they won't adapt and they're getting in their own way because they're not adapting with what's happening to have a successful 5-year plan.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm definitely not type A.
You're not?
I don't think so. Am I?
I feel like we used to be.
I don't even know what type A is.
Me either. No, I feel like it depends on what you're talking about, but type A personality is like outgoing and like goes for shit, I think.
Oh, I thought it was like somebody who like plans and is super like rigid. That's what I thought type A is.
Well, let's look it up. Let's do some research.
Producer. Okay, people with type A personalities will be ambitious, aggressive, competitive. Type B personalities, laid back, flexible, and patient. Oh, it means totally different than what I thought it was.
But what if I have both of those personalities?
Type C. A combination of all of the above.
Yeah.
And C was always the best multiple choice answer.
Do you think that they've changed that now, though?
Yeah.
Because people think that, so they purposely don't pick C. Those kind of mind games always fucked me up in tests.
Or because they know that we think it's C and that we think they're going to change it, maybe they keep it C.
Exactly. It fucks me up. And I don't know what to do.
Well, good thing we're not taking any tests anytime soon.
Literally.
Except for STD tests. Stay safe out there, kids.
I'm crashing.
I know, me too. There's fucking 10 more tips.
Okay.
The expense of something special is forgotten quickly. The experience lasts a lifetime. Do it. Interesting.
Yeah, I've lived that. And guess who doesn't have a savings.
I have also taken flights I should not have. And guess who has nothing towards retirement?
True. But if you do get a W-2 and you do what I said, you'll start, it automatically puts it into that. And your Social Security, like, is a real job and everything. There's ways. We're still young. Some people think about it. Some people don't get famous or rich or figure out what they're doing until they're 50.
Yeah.
That means we're just getting started, which means we're babies. We get so caught up in like, oh, there's no time.
Oh, I'm not even stressing about it. I'm going to figure it out. That's for future Emily to worry about.
See, I also did that. I was like, that's for future Jamie. And then future Jamie's pissed at old Jamie and was like, bitch, why didn't you get this shit together?
Yeah, future Emily's pissed at, well, current Emily's pissed at past Emily.
For what? Oh.
A lot of things. A lot of things. Life so decisions. Much. Yeah.
Everything up until this point.
I don't even know. I've had so many 401ks at so many different companies. I don't know where any of that money is.
Me either. How do I even access a 401k? I've never even accessed
it. How do we roll it over?
I don't know.
I don't know either. If you know, let us know.
Yeah, what is that? This is what they need to teach us.
In school, yeah.
Have like a life lessons class in college.
That should be like a 101. Free
classes through the community.
But then would anyone take them if they weren't required? You know?
I would if that was a resource.
I would.
If I didn't have a parent, like, you know?
My mom probably would have signed me up for that.
Yeah.
Okay. The emptiest head rattles the loudest. Does that just mean, like, people who aren't really thinking about shit have the most to say?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't let some things go, they eat you alive.
Facts.
That's so real.
And it ages you, by the way. Mm-hmm. Whatever you hold on to, any anger or feelings or emotions, it literally manifests in your body and you will age and you will get hurt. You'll have health complications. Let that shit go.
Be grateful.
Yep.
Try to spend 12 minutes a day in quiet reflection, meditation, or prayer. I like that.
I like that too.
Try new things. If it doesn't work out, stop. At least you tried. I like that too. Getting out of your comfort zone. You can't control everything. Focus on what you can control. I like that. I need to internalize. One hand washes the other and together they get clean. Help someone else.
I love that one.
That's beautiful.
That's the best one. Unless you're in entertainment, because that hand will bite your hand.
And fight its way up your ass. Give you a flesh-eating
bacteria and then you're gone.
Well, that's wisdom from a 72-year-old on Two Girls, One Blunt.
I feel like I learned something today.
I think I did too. That doesn't always happen on this podcast.
No, I feel like it does. But I feel like I do feel a little bit better. Maybe it's now that I ate and I took some hits. I'm not ready for comedy tonight, though. I did chug that entire coffee, cold brew, and I've been yawning this whole time.
What am I, a joke to you?
What are you, my chopped liver?
A prank. All right. You got anything else you want to
bend over? I feel like there was something. And I don't know. Shout out Grace O'Malley for getting on tour with Whitney Cummings. That's fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
I love to see it.
I didn't know she's been doing comedy on and off for 4 years.
I saw that comment too. I didn't know either. I knew she tried it a couple times, but I just didn't know like for how long.
It's super exciting.
Yeah. Pumped. Whitney's great. And Grace is fucking hilarious. She's going to be a killer.
Yeah. You want to play a game?
Yeah. Let's take a quick little break. 2 seconds.
What kind of museum would you like to see that doesn't already exist?
A museum of historical penises.
Okay.
Just all lined up, and it'd be like Alexander the Great, and that's what his dick looked like, or like...
Like, are we going to dig him up and like preserve them?
And then preserve famous people, like, yeah.
Okay. I'd be down to go to the dick museum.
The dick museum.
Yeah.
I would want to see donate their dicks. Imagine you just have like such a great dick that you're like, I want to donate this.
If I had a dick, I would absolutely donate it.
Donated dicks.
It sounds like my dating life. I just got to borrow them from another country for a couple years, you know?
Who'd you fuck from out of country?
I was just making a museum joke.
Okay.
If you could shred any instrument, what instrument would it be?
Like if I could be good at an instrument?
Like absolutely shred a solo. Just crush it. I feel like a fiddle would...
Probably guitar.
I think a fiddle would go hard.
A fiddle would go hard.
That would go so hard.
If you came out of nowhere with a fiddle...
Bro, nobody would be... Or a banjo?
Yeah.
That would crush.
That would crush.
Yeah.
Which Mario Kart character would be the best Uber driver?
Bowser.
Why?
I feel like he would get you where you need to go by the time you need to be there, and he wouldn't talk to you. And I love that. Just get me to my destination and let us shut the fuck up for 20 minutes.
And he could probably lift all of like the luggage. Yeah. Lift all the luggage into the back.
He'd be perfect.
Okay, I like that.
Who would you not want from that show or game to be your Uber driver? I feel like Waluigi would be so annoying as an Uber driver.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want Mario or Luigi.
No.
They'd be annoying. Mario characters.
I think Yoshi could be fun. Like just like a cheerful little mushroom person.
Okay, I wouldn't want the baby Rosalina.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to drive.
She doesn't know how to drive. Maybe Donkey Kong. He would have road rage. I feel like I'd like that.
I loved playing Donkey Kong as a kid.
Oh, that's not a Mario character, though.
Oh, that's true.
Is it? No, it is. And then he got his own one, right?
Oh, is that how it worked?
I have no idea.
Okay. What's a sound you wish you could taste and what would it taste like? You know that like bell that sounds super like clear and just like vibrates through the space a little bit? But it's beautiful. It sounds nice. That would taste like a drop of water from like the rain of the gods.
Yeah, like the freshest, crispest lake.
Like it's cold, it's icy, it's from the spring or something.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I was thinking something like a frequency. Just like a like harp.
Mm.
Like something that like sounds really nice and it tastes just as calming.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we need to meditate. Okay, if you could have all of the knowledge in the world about a specific topic, what topic would you choose?
I think I would choose sports.
Ooh.
The amount of money you could make off of that skill.
True. As a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, like, if you can hang with the men like that, then that's where business is made.
Yeah. At sports games.
Yeah.
In the suites.
I would probably say... how to make money and manage money.
That's also a very important skill.
Yeah. If it wasn't like, if money wasn't an issue, then the knowledge I'd want is probably animals.
Yeah.
Everything about exotic animals. Like, I would be a walking, like, the show The Most Extreme.
I've never seen it.
But it's like animal facts and like, you know, all this cool stuff.
I love
that. If I was out in the wild, I would know what it was and what it eats and if it's poisonous.
I know none of that poison shit. If you could go pro one thing, what would it be?
Pro what?
Anything pro.
Like abortion.
If you could just... Abortion? Pro-abortion.
No. Yeah, that's my answer.
Abortion.
Pro-aborter? That's fucked. All right.
I don't know what I would go pro at. If you were stuck inside a cartoon for the rest of your life, what cartoon would it be? Like if you had to choose one to be stuck in.
Adventure Time or Rick and Morty.
I was going to say Futurama or Disenchantment.
I've never watched either of those.
They're both good. Well, that was Stony Baloney.
Yeah, we're stoned and it's causing panic.
We're the OG Stony Balonies. Thank you for being stonied with us.
And go take a nap. So you need it.
I'm gonna go meditate and take a quick nap.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, over and out.
Bye guys.
See you next week.